Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Right, while they trying to give them a little minute to catch their breath, I'm about to catch mine. That's right, that's right. Speak over yourself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lurabando sukuro asanehe salabanda kasalaba. Lerabando kuzo rosane rebo. Ukana ramasuru suru salabando kuturu vanehe chana. Mira rabando soro kanda la bande chista la bande. Rosando kusa na la bande choku chama chista la bande. Father God, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this day. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Father God, that you gave us a new opportunity every single day, new opportunity to be able to be in your presence, to be where you are. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've been so good to us. You didn't just be good to us, you've been good to our families too. So we want to give you thanks. We want to give you honor. We want to give you glory. Because you are more than worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For every single body, hallelujah. Every single member that you have called into this glorious faith. Coming together on one accord. Hallelujah, in your name. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. That you have gathered us together, hallelujah.
Yes,
in one faith, hallelujah, that's in you, Christ Jesus, believing in what you have already done for us. You have loved us so much, Christ Jesus, that you gave your life for us. So we just want to say thank you. Because you have given your life, we have life. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us life. Life, but not just any life, an abundant life. Just as you promised. So we just want to say thank you. For no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that every single word that rises up against us, you have already given us your power to show it to be in the wrong. In the mighty name of Jesus. We say, great is the peace of our children. For they are taught of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you teach us every single day. We thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Your Holy Spirit that comfort us, hallelujah. That teaches us, hallelujah. It instructs us in things and out of things, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sent your Holy Spirit to be our God and to be our protection.
Yes,
so we just want to say thank you that every single time that we come to you, we come in your name, Lord Jesus, asking anything, knowing that it is already done because we are in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you make intercession for us every single time when it don't look good, when it don't look right. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that we can go to you because we know that you are right. We know that you are good. And we know that because that we are your righteousness, we shall see the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, when you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. You have given us a word. Hallelujah. And this word that you've given us, Father God, is the word that we live on every single day. Because we know we get one word from you. Hallelujah. This would change our every single situation. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you that you speak to us. You speak to us in our sleep. You speak to us while we're awake. When we go outside, you're still speaking to us. We know that you are always speaking to us, Father God, and every single thing that you say is good. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the same Spirit that lives in you, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, we too can speak back to you in our holy language. And every single time that we speak to you in holy language, we realize that this is a perfect prayer. This is you praying in us, on behalf of us, to God the Father Almighty. So we just want to say thank you.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. You've been so good to us. If we had 2,000 tongues, hallelujah, we couldn't say thank you enough. But we're still going to tell you thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have blessed every single home. Mighty name of Jesus, you have blessed every single family. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have blessed every single man and blessed every single woman already. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we take a stance right now. We take a stance against Satan. We take a stance against every single demon. We take a stance against every single one that try to rise up against us. We take a stance, Christ Jesus, for what you have already done. You have already obtained it all for us. So because that you have called us your righteousness, because we believe in you, we stand on every single word that you say. Hallelujah. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And we just want to say thank you that we can put on your word every single day. Before we even put our clothes on in the morning, we thank you that we can put on your word. But we realize that this is our protection. This is our armor. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. For we shield ourselves, hallelujah, with the shield of faith, knowing that it has already worked out for us. Hallelujah, we protect our hearts from every single word that is said to us to try to penetrate us and come out of you. So we just want to say thanks that we have your word. Hallelujah. It's our protection. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single morning, every single evening, every single afternoon, we can come to you. You say you come to the throne of grace boldly. And that's how we come to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have anointed our heads. You have anointed our hands. You have anointed our feet. Every single part of our body is anointed. You have given us your power, and you have given us your authority. And we just want to say thank you. For you said that I give you authority to tread upon scorpions and to tread upon serpents. So we thank you, Christ Jesus, that by this authority, in the mighty name of Jesus, we can speak to every single mountain, hallelujah, and say, be there removed and be cast into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, we realize, Father God, that who we are, and we are your righteousness, but we are Christ. For the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we say that we are the redeemed of the Lord.
Amen.
We have been redeemed from every single sin. We have been redeemed from the curse of death. Hallelujah. And from the grave. We're redeemed from every single sickness. Hallelujah. We're redeemed from every single disease. Hallelujah. We're redeemed from every single hurt, every single harm, every single danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight. Hallelujah. For you are our strength and you are our redeemer. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over our church. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead your precious blood, because we realize that because of your blood, hallelujah, this is who you see. This is who you have called us to be. And it is so. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that all is well. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Hallelujah. And everybody, everybody that do agree, do say amen. Amen. And amen again. Lord, I'm out of no force.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, have your way.
Hallelujah.
You are welcome here.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Intervene. Intervene with every single affair. Hallelujah. That we're involved. In the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is your perfect will for us. And for us to give you thanks. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. You said in all things, give you thanks. So right now we realize that we're in something right now. We're in Sunday service, so we shall give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, glory.
Thank
to your
you.
Name, God. Glory to your name.
Yes,
Father. Welcome, welcome,
thank
welcome,
you.
Everyone, to Sunday service.
Hallelujah.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. It is a pleasure and honor for us to be here today in the land of the living, just thanking God
hallelujah.
For this opportunity. Hallelujah. We thank God this day. We want to welcome you all. Welcome you all again to Sunday service this day. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorothy Manning.
We want to welcome you all to Sunday service.
Yes.
If it's your first time in here with us, we want you to press 1 right now. We want to pray for, we want to personally welcome you,
hallelujah.
Pray for you, and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, believing, amen, all that we pray for, that it will be done. Amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't hesitate to press 1 if you are logged into the website today. Call 845-277-9213
yes.
So that we can personally welcome you. We have the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Welcome everyone out in Louisiana, New York, New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Tennessee. Those who are tuning in here in Houston, Texas.
Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah. Brigham, Texas. Liberty, Texas.
Louisiana.
Amen.
People from everywhere.
Yes,
we thank God for you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Just excited again. Just grateful to be here this Sunday. Knowing that God has kept us. Amen.
Amen.
He found us worthy to be here another day in the land of the living. There are some that didn't make it today. Some woke up and didn't make it to this time of the day. So we just thank God. Amen.
Yeah.
We have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Just if you got life in your body, breath in your body, but the Bible says everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And wherever there is praise, there is liberty.
Amen.
That means there is freedom. So no matter what you're going through, just praise the Lord. See, praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Bible says when praises go up, blessings
yes.
come down. Amen. Welcome, welcome.
Yes. Yes. When we thank God. We thank God that we can pray. You know, it's a privilege to be able to pray. Hallelujah. So we thank God, you know, for being able to come to him in prayer, because we realize that every single time that we come to God in prayer, every single need is already met. You know, he said, just ask, hallelujah, in that place of believing and receiving, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's the reason why we pray. So we thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and then following, we'll have two song selections. We'll have two song selections, and then we'll be ready for the preach word by Pastor Dorothy Manning. Amen. Today, we're going to be coming at the book of John, chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, I'm sorry, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, the Bible reads, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." As we know, you all, when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, God sent a plague of serpents to punish the people for the rebellious attitude. Those doomed to die from snake bite could be healed by obeying God's command to look up at the elevated bone serpent and by believing that God would heal them if they did. Similarly, you all, our salvation happens when we look up to Jesus, believing he will save us. God has provided this way for us to be healed of sin's deadly bite. You all, want you to understand, hallelujah, we thank you, Father God. The entire gospel comes to a focus in this verse. God's love is not a statistic, you all, or self-centered. It reaches out and draws others in. Here God sets the pattern of true love, the basis for all love relationships. When you love someone dearly, you are willing to give freely to the point of self-sacrifice. God paid dearly with the life of his Son, the highest price he could pay. Jesus accepted our punishment, paid the price for our sins, and then offered us the new life that he had brought for us. Amen. When we share the gospel with others, you all, our love must be like Jesus, willingly giving up our own comfort and security so that others might join us in receiving God's love. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we'll have our two song selections, and we'll be right back. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. At this time, we are preparing our hearts and minds to receive the preach word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Let's give God some glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory,
yes,
glory, glory.
Glory.
You are more than worthy to be praised because we're right here
God.
In your presence, Father. We just want to say thank you.
Yes, God.
Well, today, y'all, I have, amen. God bless every single one, you know. Before we get started, I'm right here in a place of just being so grateful. You know, I just want to share this with y'all, you know, how grateful I am, you know, to be here, you know, especially on this platform. You know, God gives every single one a message, every single one, you know, to have a message. So I thank God for this opportunity to be able to share the message with each and every one of you, you know, that God has shared with me and Apostle Tawanika. You know, we're just grateful. And that's that place where we should always be, just being grateful. Baby, hear from God. Amen. Well, today I'm not going to go too fast. I don't know if I ever go fast, but I'm going to try to, you know, give you, you know, what God gave me. If you do have a pen and paper, now this would be one to definitely write down some of this stuff, because I tell you, this is good. This is good. It's good. Good as it ever going to get. So if you have your Bibles here, I'd like for you to go with me over here to the book of Matthew chapter 5. We'll start right here in verse 8. And I'll be reading this from the New King James Version. I think I'll be over here in the New King James Version for most of the lesson today. So the lesson, the message today will be only give what you got. That's the message today. Only give what you got. Amen. So before we get started, let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we can be right here in your presence. We thank you, Father God, for every word that you have spoken to us, Father. Every single word, Father God, that you have given us, we realize it is the building of the church. It's also for the edifying of the body. So we thank you, Father God, that you speak to us and that you give us your word. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that you give us, we receive it on the inside. Hallelujah. We receive it on the inside, Father God, so when that time comes, when you say speak to these here, or your sheep, Father God, we know what to say because we have already received your word. So we just want to say thank you. Be every single thought that's in our mind. Be every single word that's in our mouth. Be every single feeling and emotion that's in our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, be there removed from us right now and be cast into the sea because you're not welcome here. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place right now.
Amen.
It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Only give what you got. Hallelujah. This is a word, a message that God had given to me and Apostle Tawanika here. Only give what you got. Matthew chapter 5. I'll be reading this from the King James Version, the New King James Version, but every single version of the Bible, whatever you have. Matthew chapter 5 and verses 8, it reads here, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We're just going to stop right there. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, I have a question for y'all. What's in your heart? What's on your mind, or what's in your mind? Because whatever is in your heart and whatever is on your mind, it's a direct indication of, or it's just evidence of what you got, or like some people say, what you got going on, or you got a lot going on, or she got a lot going on, or he had a lot going on at the time. This is because of what's in a man or a woman's mind, what's in their heart. This is the very place to where they are operating, for a better word, function, or this is what they're thinking about. This is where they are going to, how we look at it. So now, over here in this Matthew chapter 5, this is Jesus. He was on a mountain, and he was his disciples had came to him, and we know that a multitude, you know, had came to him. They were all there, and he was teaching him. He was saying, blessed. You know, so when I was seeing this here, you know, okay, well, God, well, what you want me to give? You say it's blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What do you mean just that? Those of you, those of us who are blessed, what you're blessed with is the pureness of heart. So we need to understand that every single thing that's in our mind, it should be fastened. It should be focused on we are blessed, not blessed in the right now. No, you are blessed already, because this blessed has ED at the end. At the end of it, it says blessed, ED. So what that means is you are already blessed. See,
yes,
inside of you, every single one that are in Christ, every single one, you know, to have favor with God, every single body that have received the Holy Spirit on the inside, don't you know that you are blessed? Don't you know that love is inside of your heart? Don't you know that? So if love is in your heart, well, that means that love should be on your mind. Hallelujah. So every single place that you go and every single thing that you say, it should definitely sound like love. It should definitely feel like love. You should be only given what you got in every single opportunity and every single situation that you come up against. You only should be giving what you got. And if you have a pureness of heart, then all that you have or to give is what's that's in your heart. And what is in your heart should be the pureness, it should be the love of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
now, we understand that it don't always work out in this manner. It's not always this easy. Every single body at some point can say that they have a pure heart. Everybody can say that they have a pure heart. You know, because why not? Why would I say that I have a hard heart? Why would I say that my mind ain't right? Why would I say that I'm not no good? Why would I say that I'm contaminated? Why would I say that I'm evil in the heart? See, a person's not going to say that. Not even some Satan or demon, some people that serve Satan, they don't even say that. They even think of themselves as being right, or think of themselves as being good, when they know that they don't. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Are going to admit that their heart ain't right. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Over here in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, it reads here, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So
yes, Lord.
Every single one of us, amen, every single one of us, you know, we have a tendency of looking at ourselves as being pure and good,
and we look at every others as not being as pure and not as good as we are. Hallelujah. Because this could come from a place of, I'm right with God, but you ain't right with God. See, I wake up in the morning and I pray three times in the morning, the afternoon, and night. But look at over here, you know, look at you. You over here, you went to the club or you didn't get up on time or whatever it may be. See, we like to look it up on the outside instead of looking at the person that's on the inside. So this is what we do as people. See, we like to judge people for what we see on the outside. Hallelujah. But see,
Jesus,
what God judges is not what's on the outside, according to Scripture. He looks at what's on the inside. He's looking at the heart of a man. Or he's looking at the heart of a woman. Hallelujah. There are some opportunities to where you're going to have to do good, and you're going to be some opportunities where you're going to have, you might not choose to do good. A lot of times, you know, we're in between. We're between doing good and we're between doing evil. See, you can only give what you got. See, wherever your mind is, that's where the heart is, and whatever is in the heart, that defines a man. And see, this is what God is looking at, you know, what defines you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Are you pure on the inside? Or are you evil on the inside? But see, it's not up to man, and it's not up to one man to look at the physical appearance. See, we who are in Christ, we should be able to look at a man and look at a woman and know that, hey, I know what I see on the outside, but I know that you are in Christ. Because I remember that day, hallelujah, when I was doing the same thing that you were doing. Hallelujah. See, I'm not going to judge you for being drunk when I realized that just a couple of days ago or just a couple of years ago, I used to be right there drinking with you. See, I'm not going to judge you for being, high. So I'm not going to judge you for being high, because just not too long ago, a year ago or 2 years ago or 2 months ago or maybe even 2 weeks ago, see, I was high because I was right there high with you. So I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to even judge you for making mistakes, and here it is, you know, that you done lost every single thing that you got, because I can remember there was a particular time I had lost every single thing that I had, and then it was nothing but the grace of God that have kept me, that have picked me up out of that ditch, that have put me back on my feet, have put me back in the path of righteousness. Now, what you see that is going on with me right now is not because of my own self. It's because of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, I can't judge what's on the outside. So you might be living outside. Hallelujah. You might not even have a home to live in. But hallelujah. See, we're not supposed to judge somebody for what it looks like on the outside. So we should look at a man. We should look at a woman on how or what's on the inside. And that's the pureness of his heart, because that's how God looks it up. See, we represent Christ. See, we represent Christ. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. We represent Christ.
Amen.
Hopefully, every single body is representing Christ, because we realize that Jesus did not turn his back on anybody. Hallelujah. He didn't turn his back on anybody.
Lord.
Hallelujah. He gave every single one a chance. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that what Jesus had to give was his heart. Hallelujah. He gave all that he had, regardless of who you are or who you were. God gives all he got. So that's the same thing. We who say that we represent the kingdom of God, hallelujah, then we should also give what we got. But see, we got to have something to give before we able to give it. Amen.
Jesus.
Only
Amen.
Give what you got. Don't judge your brothers and don't judge your sisters because of their situation. It's them today, and it could be you tomorrow. Hallelujah. I done seen that thing right there too many times. I done seen that too many times. Even my own self. See, my own self, I'm not perfect, but in Christ I am perfect. I'm not saying that I done made every single decision right the first time either. But I thank God that I have a Savior. Hallelujah. I thank God that when I do make a mistake, hallelujah, and I realize that I done made that mistake, I can go to Jesus, Because it is Jesus who lives in on the inside. Hallelujah. See, the day that I accepted Jesus Christ into my life as my personal Lord and Savior, that was the day that he redeemed me. Hallelujah. That was the day that he entered in on the inside of me because I confessed that he is my Lord and Savior, and I asked him to come in. And that means that those opportunities, those times where I may fall to sin, those opportunities and those times where I may flip a little bit, hallelujah, may go back, hallelujah, he's right there. He is a friend indeed, and he's so merciful, and I thank God for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, who do we have on the inside? Or how can I only give what I got? John chapter 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 10 and 10. John chapter 10 and 10 reads here, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Wait a minute now. I have to examine myself. Hallelujah. I have to examine myself. So when it is, you know, that I'm in the presence of somebody that they don't look like they're equal to me, hallelujah, what is it that I'm thinking? What is it that I'm doing? Am I being just like John chapter 10 and 10? You know, this is a scripture here. This is what Jesus was saying. The thief come only but to kill and to steal and to destroy. So now, am I the thief? Hallelujah. When I see an opportunity to do good, do I go the opposite direction and do bad? Do I rejoice in the goodness that's on the inside of me when somebody make a mistake? Or am I rejoicing and boasting in their wrongdoing? Or even for myself?
Jesus.
See, these opportunities right here, when they present themselves, you can only give what you got. And see, let's do the test. When I make a mistake, are you holding me accountable? Are you holding this against me for the rest of my life? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Or are you just like to say that you are? Are you in Christ? Are you just like Christ? When I make a mistake, do you do like Christ did? Do you forgive me? Hallelujah. Or do you make that sound mind decision to hold it to me for the rest of my life? Because I should have known better. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
See, I can only give you what I got. See, when somebody make a mistake, I'm talking about somebody that make a mistake with you, church. When somebody made a mistake with you, church, hallelujah, are you quick to forgive or are you quick to hold it against them? See, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you have to realize that you, even that you are, when you are in Christ, you have to realize that the thief is still lurking. The thief is still out there to steal. What is he stealing? He want to steal your peace. Hallelujah. That's the main thing he want to steal. He want to steal your peace. He want to steal your joy. Hallelujah. He want to steal every single thing that's good on the from the inside of you by giving you what he got so it can be on the inside of you. See, the thief is there to kill only, except only to do this, to kill. What do you want to kill? He want to kill the relationship. Hallelujah. He want to kill the relationship that you have with the mother. He want to kill the relationship that you have with your brothers and sisters. He want to kill the relationship that you have with your husband and your wife. Hallelujah. He want to kill the relationship that you have with your co-workers. He want to kill the relationship that you have with your neighbors. See, that's what he come here to do. Because the thief, we're talking about Satan. See, Satan knows if you are in that place of agreeing with one another. If you're in that place where you're being good to one another, if you're in that place where you're giving to one another and stop instead of stealing from one another, he know that he can't be nowhere around that because he know that he don't have any part of that because God is in the middle of that. And every single thing that God is in the middle of, he cannot be involved in. Hallelujah. So that's why he want to kill. That's why he want to kill. He want to kill those God relationships. Hallelujah. He want to kill those good relationships. And he really... physically, he want to kill you, and he want to use you to kill me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's tight, but it's light. Hallelujah. See, it comes to destroy. He want to destroy it, every single thing that God have given to you already. So you can only give what you got. And every single thing that you got is in your mind. and it's in your heart. And what you got in your mind and what you got in your heart, it sure enough will come out of your mouth when the time comes. Hallelujah. So what have you been filling yourself up on? Hallelujah. He want to destroy the word of God, hallelujah, which cannot be destroyed, but he sure can move in a place to get to make a suggestion to you. He make all these suggestions to you, and then here it is. Did you heard what he said? You know it didn't come from God, and then you move with him. You follow him. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He want to kill.
My Lord.
He want to steal. He want to destroy. But look what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Jesus
My
said,
Lord.
But I have come. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Amen.
Put a period right there. Jesus said, I have come. Hallelujah. We thank God that Jesus have already came. Hallelujah. We thank God
Amen.
That Jesus have already took care of the thief. Jesus already took care of the killer. Jesus already took care of the one that destroys already. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I have come. I have come that they may have life. What kind of life? Hallelujah. See, every single one of us have life because we're right here in the land of the living. See, we got life, but what kind of life? Not just any kind of life. Have an abundant life. Ooh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't you realize?
Thank you, Lord.
That you can only give what you got. And if you
My
got
Lord.
God, hallelujah, then you got it all. If you got Jesus, you still got it all. If you got the Holy Spirit, you got it all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's the abundance what God is talking about. Hallelujah. See, it's not the
Jesus.
Will of God for you to be without. Hallelujah. It's the will of God for you to have abundance. This is that promise that he promised to our faithful father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hallelujah. That those of us who believe in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, they are saved and they're counted as righteous, hallelujah. And they're equal heirs to the throne. Ain't that good to know? Jesus,
yes,
I have
Lord.
Come, hallelujah. For this very reason,
yes,
he has saved for this very reason, so you can come to the throne of grace, hallelujah. So he can fill you up, hallelujah, with what he has for you. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your heart pure.
Yes,
you keep it pure about with the word of God. We thank God that Jesus have come. So you can only give what you got. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so let's look at our hearts and see what it is that's in our heart. Hallelujah. If we were to get a pen and a piece of paper to write down what we're thinking about, I wonder what that message would look like. Whatever that message would look like, that's a clear indication of what's in your heart. Some people will write down stuff that's so sad, hallelujah. Some people will write down stuff that sound that looks so beautiful. You have people that will write down, you know what I'm saying, little silly stuff that does not line up with the word of God, and it don't in the kingdom of faith, just neutral. You would be writing all kind of things. Some people wouldn't write nothing at all, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God that what's in our mind, hallelujah, and what's in our heart, those of us who have received Christ Jesus, that we are pure, and that's the love of God. I can only give what I got when I'm in your presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go over here with me. Amen. Go over here with me to Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given to us so much in abundance. You have given us a pure heart. Hallelujah. And those of us who don't have a pure heart yet, you still are right there. You're still in the giving position. You're still giving. Hallelujah. Still time. You still got time. We still got time to give up our evil heart for a pure heart, which is love, full of peace, full of joy, and a whole lot of other fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Go with me over here to the book of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I want to show you another thing here over here in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, we'll start right here at verses 3. You know what? Let's just start right here from the beginning. We'll read from 3 into 18. Now, if you have your Bibles over here, I would like for you, let's read it together. You know, this is very important. Let's read it together.
Oh,
so we need to understand this. Ready? Read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that your body is that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, holy acceptable to God, which is the responsible service. 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 3, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God dealt to each one a measure of faith. Let's put a period right there. Let's put a period right there. Now, right here, this is Apostle Paul speaking here. Let's start right there with 3. Let's start right there with 3. He says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Don't you realize that the way that you think, that we should think like God? We should definitely think like God. Hallelujah. See, we're in Christ, so that means that we should think like Christ. And the way we think like Christ is being in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Don't think of yourself to be more highly than you ought to think. Whoever you think that you are, if you are in Christ, then you need to realize that being in Christ, this means something. That means that you have been called out of darkness and called into this glorious faith. Hallelujah. But don't think yourself as being so high than you ought to see. Hallelujah. Because who you are in Christ, it definitely will be revealed to you when you make that decision to listen to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to read the Word of God, to follow the instructions, so you can be able to live this life, which is in the plan that God has for you, then for you to live this life in the plan that you have set out for yourselves. Hallelujah. Let's not think so highly than we ought to think. Let's move along. Let's go right here to 4. 4 says, for we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. 6, having been gifts different according to the grace is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us then prophesy, you know, in portions of our faith. Well, look, let's put a period right there for a second. Well, look, this right here, you know, this is Apostle Paul that is saying, what he's saying is that every single one of us is in the body of Christ. We have to realize that when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, you accepted the Holy Spirit to live on the inside, you have to understand that right here in this place, that it is God, it is Jesus Christ who is leading you from the place of who you used to be, according to scripture, don't be conformed to this world, don't be like the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, when you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you transform by the Word of God. See, the Word of God is definitely written right here in scripture, but Jesus Christ is the Word of God. It's for you to realize the perfect will and the plan for your life like God sees you. See, right here it says, you know, if you have these gifts, if it's for prophecy, you know, then, you know, hey, you know, then prophesy. Then prophesy.
Yes.
Every single body that's in Christ, we are a member of the body. You are a part of the sheep. I mean, you are his sheep. You're in the sheepfold. So you need to realize that God has a plan for me. It's not for us just to be saved and be continually the same when God that and still doing what we used to do, when God has a perfect plan for us that's better than our plan. It's better than our plan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's move along. Amen. Let's go over here to 7. I only give what I got, hallelujah. So you can only give what you have. I can only give what I got. But see, I got to get it from God in order for me to give it to you if it's good. But if I'm giving you something that it ain't good, then I can only give you what I got, and I ain't get that from God. So where did I get it from?
No,
I got it from or I got it from the world, being conformed to this world, hallelujah, and I have not been transformed yet. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. It's tight, but it's right, hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
Seven.
Amen.
What do we leave off at, six or seven? Seven. He said, then prophesy, seven says, our ministries, then let us, you know, minister, if minister, let us minister, he who teaches, you know, and let him teach. And eight says, he who exalts, you know, let him, he who exalts, you know, in exhortation, he who gives, he says, with liberty, he said, he is who leads, with diligence, he is who shows mercy, and with cheerfulness. Hallelujah. Nine says, let love be without hypocrisy. Well, let's put a period right there. My Lord, my God, let's put a period right there. See, I want to talk to the saints. I want to talk to the saints. Now, if you ain't got love on the inside of you, I'm not talking to you. So if you're someone who have been born again, hallelujah, and you're in the word of God, hallelujah, that means you are aligning yourself up with what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. You've been born again. You have received the Holy Spirit. And you read the word of God. Hallelujah. See this right here. This scripture here saying up nine says, let love be without hypocrisy. When I looked at that, I thought, okay, well, how can love, you know, be in a place, you know, how can that be? Either you got love or you ain't got love. You know, either you gonna love, you know, or not. How can that be? Hallelujah. So now that's why I say I want to speak to all believers. All believers. We should not be making a decision to be lovers in Christ, but haters to one another.
Jesus.
Amen. I know I ain't gonna get no amen on that one. Hallelujah. I said we who are believers, who are in Christ, should not be in a place to where we're saying, God, I love you. God, I love you. Hallelujah. God, I love you. But when it comes down, when it's trying to talk to your brother or talk to your sister, talk to your husband, talk to your wife, you're saying everything different than what you just said to God. So how can you say, God, that I love you? And when God lives with people, God lives in people, and every single time that you come to people, especially the ones that God gave you, these are the ones that you hate. Amen. Ouch. Ouch. Hallelujah. So you can only give what you got. See, when you're in right here in that place, when it's time to give, and we always in that place where it's time to give. So you, when you're right there in that place where something happened, and something is always happening. Hallelujah. What are you going to turn to? What you going to do? What you going to give? I can tell you what you're going to give. You're going to give whatever presence that you're in. Now, if you've been in the presence of an angry man, then you're going to give what the angry man will give, or the angry woman. If you've been in the presence of an evil person, evil man or evil woman, then you're only going to give what the evil man or what the evil woman got. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
When it comes down to being a lover, or when it comes down to be a hater, you know if you're hating on your brother or you're hating on your sister. You know if you hate your wife. You know if you hate your husband. You know if you hate your son or you hate your daughter. You hate your mother. You hate your father. You know it. Because every single thing that come out your mouth, hallelujah, it's going to line up with somebody. It's going to line up with Satan. It's going to line up with God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. My Lord. Can we really say that every single opportunity that we take, we're kind and we're affectionate to one another in brotherly love? Can we really say that? See, you can only give
Jesus.
What you got. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And it says, be kind and affectionate to one another in brotherly love. It says, in honor. It says, giving preference to one another. Do you give the advantage? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Every single time when it comes time to it. Do you give one another the advantage? Hallelujah. Do you honor one another when time comes? See, you say, God, that I love you. You say, God, that I love you, but then in 2 or 3 seconds later, here it is, the little boy, your son walk in. Do you cuss him out because he spilled a little bit of milk on the floor? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, here it is, when your teenage daughter walk in and she ain't washing them dishes. Hallelujah. Or you're hollering or you're screaming at her. Or you're coming to her with love and try to say, hey, I see you ain't washed those dishes. Now, I'm not telling you that you don't have to wash these dishes, but I'm not going to say all the cruel and the bad words to you. Hallelujah. Love, get in there and wash them dishes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus,
there might be some personal. There might be some person that just go on in my house. Hallelujah. Amen. My house just like your house.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. 11. It says, in lagging and in diligence, it says, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Or you're serving the Lord. 12. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient, tribulation, continually steadfast. Hallelujah. You can only give what you got, church. You can only give what you got. Are you patient? Hallelujah. Are you that one right there? You can rejoice in wrongdoing. Are you patient with those? Are you praying with your family members and your friends? Are you praying for one another? Hallelujah. Are you right there in that place where you stay consistently the same? Hallelujah. Don't you know that patience, according to the word of God, means being consistently the same? Hallelujah. And if you're patient, that means that you're loving one another. Hallelujah. You have to be consistently the same. That's what that means when it says be patient. Patient does not mean for a time period until you make a decision, I ain't going to be patient no more. Patient, either you got patience or you don't. See, patience is not tolerating, my Lord. Neither is love to be given at certain periods of time. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Being consistently the same. Only give what you got. You have to see yourself like God sees you. See yourself like God sees you. Now, I was talking to the believers. Now I want to talk to the non-believers or the disbelievers. Hallelujah. See, God put us in the place where we should sharpen one another, where we should challenge one another in the word of God, where we should give to one another in the name of Jesus, where we should lift up one another in the name of Jesus, where we should love one another in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Amen.
You can only give what you got, church. You can only give what you got. Proverbs chapter 23 and verses 7. 23 and 7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So now, if you think that you are, and you, if you think in your heart that you are patient, then you need to understand that that's a stance that you're taking. And you can only do that through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, wherever you think in your heart, that's what you are. Whatever you say or whatever you're saying in your heart, hallelujah, then that's who you are. This is what Scripture says. You can try to crucify me about this all I want. No, that ain't true. No, it's very true because God said it. Hallelujah. God said it. So what's in a person's heart? I can only give you what I got. And the only thing that I can give you what's in my heart. See yourself like God sees you. See, we are his children. We are God's children. And we have been created to be just like he is. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Don't you know that God is holy? Don't you know that he's whole? Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Is light.
Yes,
God is
Lord.
Peace. God
yes,
is patient.
Lord.
God
yes,
is mercy.
Lord.
God is grace. God
yes,
is love.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
See yourself
Amen.
Like God has created you. See,
yes,
those
Lord.
Of us who have not been born again, then get born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't possess
Amen.
These right here gifts, then hallelujah. While you're still living, while you have
God,
time, give your
yes,
life over
Lord.
To God. He just as he is.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Is holy. So you too receive him into your life and you be holy as well. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
God is whole. So you too in Christ be wholesome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is light. Hallelujah. So you too have this opportunity that you be the light. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Through Christ
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
God
Lord.
Is peace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so you
Lord.
Too be peaceful. Hallelujah. Full of peace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God is patient. So you too be patient. God is mercy, so you be merciful. Hallelujah. God
yes,
is grace, so you give grace. Just like God will give. God is love, so you be loved. I want everybody to say this here. I want everybody to say full. Full.
Full.
Be full of love. Be full of light. Be full of peace. Be full of mercy. Be full of grace. Be full
yes.
of patience. Be full of the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, who have already came, who have already done the work, hallelujah, and you take that stand to maintain what he have already done. See, I can only give what I got. See, I know who I am. See, know who you are.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Know who you are. If you don't know who you are, just the evidence is what keeps slipping out. Hallelujah. What keeps slipping out? Know who you are. If you keep acting like Satan, to know who you are. Ouch. No, we don't want to say amen on that one. Hey.
Jesus.
We all have a choice. We have a choice. So you can only give what you got. Hallelujah. And you know what you have been given. You know what you have been saved. See, we are coming to the end of time, church. We're coming here to the end of time. Just look and see. Just look around. Oh, you're paying attention to the volcanoes erupting, tsunamis, hurricanes. We're in the middle of July, and it ain't stopped raining since May. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that the weather is changing? Every single thing that is changing. This has already been prophesied. Hallelujah. So why you still have time? Will you give it all over to Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you give it all over to Jesus, now you got something to give. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So what are you offering to God? Hallelujah. Are you offering yourself as a living sacrifice? Most of us not offering anything. We ain't offering God nothing and we ain't making no offerings. Because I'm not here for a popularity contest. You ain't made no offering. You ain't gave nothing to God. You ain't gave nothing to me. You ain't gave nothing to nobody. You're trying to get it all for yourself. Self, 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 self. Hallelujah. What's in your heart? So you can't hide from God. You might can hide from me. You might can fake and shake for a little while. So I ain't got time to be sitting right here and be trying to preach a message that's going to get you to jump up and down. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's coming again. And he's coming again for his church, the pure in heart, without spot or wrinkle. That's who he's coming for.
Yeah.
We shall be taken up, hallelujah, the dead first, and then the living.
Yes, Lord.
And we should go on into that place that he promised to us. Hallelujah. In heaven, where he is. And then the end comes. And here come the destroy the world. Re-revelation. Hallelujah. We don't have time. Re-revelation. Only give what you got. God bless every single one. I hope you was able to be able to receive something from that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
There might be one. Hallelujah. There might be one
that's ready to give your life over to Christ. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation before. Never have prayed the prayer of salvation. You have never accepted Jesus Christ into your life. Will you press one?
Yes, Lord.
Will you press one?
Lord.
While you have time.
Yes,
while you have time, will you press one? Mankind, hallelujah. All mankind, this is the perfect will of God. For every man, every woman to be saved. Hallelujah. If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you find yourself, you're giving something that does not line up with the word of God. See, this is an issue of renewing the mind. Hallelujah. Will you press one?
Yes, God.
Will you press one? See, don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. We have all been there, and some of us are still there right now. Will you press one? Will you say, I need you, Jesus? I need you.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Will you press one? Will you come in prayer? Hallelujah. Apostle Talmadge and I we're more than happy to pray with you and to pray for you, to give you a word, tell you what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. To get you back on track. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bring it all to Jesus. I said God is full of mercy. God is mercy. So that means he's forgiving. But see, you got to know that he's forgiving. You can't look at God and say, he's not going to forgive me because I did this and did that. No. You need to know God. It's a renewing of the mind. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Will you press one?
Thank
today?
You, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you.
Somebody stick. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Will you press one? Will you press one? See, we have the power. Every single body, every single believer, you know, have healing. You have the power. And this is a gift. This is a gift that I was telling you about. You have power of healing. But see, you got to know how to come to one another. God lives in people. Don't you know he used every single one of who he calls possible to heal? They heal in the name of Jesus. So now, if you are looking for a healing, are you looking to be healed? Will you come to God's people? So you can say what you want to say. Hallelujah. You can judge me. Oh, I used to be this, that. Hallelujah. Apostle Talmadge and I, we have been placed in a position to do the work of God. Not me. You're not coming to me. Hallelujah. You're coming to God. Hallelujah. Will you come? Will you press one? You got an issue in your relationship. Hallelujah. Will you bring it all over to Jesus? Will you come? Will you press one?
Thank you.
Something ain't going right. Will you come? While you still have time. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Somebody may be looking for a church home. Will you come? Press one.
My mama.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's coming again. Hallelujah. Everybody say that he's coming again.
He's coming again.
So while we have time, only give what you got. My Lord. Could you pray for us, Apostle?
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God, that it is so and it shall be no other way according to your plan and purpose for this life that we live.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you,
thank
Lord
you.
God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all
Hallelujah.
Diseases, afflictions, infirmities,
yes.
hindrances, persecutions, torments,
yes.
and lies of the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliver us from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers or spells in the
oh, yeah.
mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that Jesus Christ
is
victorious with the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rulers and darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Amen.
We claim our
Amen.
Victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. We declare according to Joel 22:27-28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everyone here in Sunday service as we have come to the end of service. May God point to you and reward you. There was a release in the service today. Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Hope you all received the word. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering. If you have cash out, we send those over to Pastor Chantel. Amen. Or you can give us a call on our church line. Hallelujah. Let us pray over our tithes and offering today. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Amen. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. And Lord, we thank you. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes as offering, as spiritual seed to help nurture harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not fidelity, your honor, it's the wisdom of a spirit, kissed generous heart. And we thank you, Lord, for those who give unto thee, O God. Hallelujah. That there will be no lack in their giving, O God. Hallelujah. The blessings will run them down, run them over, and consume them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone here in Sunday service at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Our announcements for this Sunday, Today is July the 19th, I believe, right? 18th? July 18th. Hey, amen. July 18th, 2021. I don't know why I forgot to say. July 18th, 2021, announcement as follows. Monday, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at 732-434-2510. Join us, please. Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Saturday, we have our little teachings. Amen. At 12 noon, Central Standard Time here on our church line number. Amen. Church service number. And Sundays at 10 a.m., we have our morning service. And 2 p.m., we have our afternoon service here on our church line, church service line. Amen. Happy birthday to everyone's birthday here in the month of July, as well as any wedding anniversaries. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. May God continue to bless, grow, strengthen, protect, amen, and favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. That concludes our announcements for today. Hallelujah. At this time, we'll have our pastor's blessings to be released. Amen. Before we exit service today. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people round and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I do pray that every single one was able to receive God. Hallelujah. Even
amen.
If you didn't receive me. Able to receive God. I thank God for every single word that went forth this afternoon. Thank God for each and every one of you for positioning yourself to be able to receive a word from God. And I challenge each and every one of you to take this same word and go tell somebody. Go tell somebody. And next Sunday, invite somebody to church. Bring somebody to church, which invite them over. You know, they don't have to drive anywhere. All they have to do is just pick up the phone, position themselves, you know, just where they are, or go online in the name of Jesus. I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
We love
amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
We love you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
God loves you more. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Y'all have yourself a blessed, abundant, blessed Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed.